in the pursuit of deep, lasting happiness, Buddha came to realize that all problems, all suffering, have their origins in the mind. In particular, there are certain ways of thinking that whenever they are present, whenever they are functioning, destroy our inner peace. Buddha called these minds delusions. In his book, How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche gives us a definition of delusion. He says, the definition of delusion is a mental factor that arises from inappropriate attention and that functions to make the mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. He says, if we did not have delusions, we would experience only peace and contentment. When our delusions are not functioning strongly, our mind is relatively tranquil and contented. But as soon as anger, jealousy, or desirous attachment arise, they destroy our peace of mind, like a sudden storm destroying the tranquility of an ocean. Even if we are in good physical health, when delusions manifest, our mind becomes ill at ease. Now, often, we find ourselves ill at ease, a bit uncomfortable, unhappy with how the circumstances we find ourselves in are turning out, or unhappy with how someone is behaving or not behaving. And although we might recognize that we have, for example, anger, irritation within our mind, we might still think, but of course I do, because look at the situation I'm in. Look at the situation I'm in. No wonder I'm unhappy. No wonder I'm upset. No wonder I'm irritated. And so we're experiencing the situation with these uncomfortable feelings. And although we understand that there is a delusion in our mind, we still think that we're experiencing the situation as it is, and so it is an unpleasant situation. But as we start to understand the way delusions work more deeply, we start to realize that when we are under the influence of a delusion, we're not seeing things as they really are. In his book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe says, delusions are distorted ways of looking at ourself, other people, and the world around us. Like a distorted mirror, they reflect a distorted world. The deluded mind of hatred, for example, views other people as intrinsically bad. But there is no such thing as an intrinsically bad person. Uncontrolled desire, also known as desirous attachment, on the other hand, sees its object of desire as intrinsically good and as a true source of happiness. So with self-awareness, as we come to observe and understand the mechanisms of our mind, what's happening, we'll start to realize that delusions are not engaging with reality. Also in How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe says, all delusions are based on a mistaken way of seeing things. When we see things as they really are, our delusions naturally disappear and virtuous minds naturally manifest. Personally, I find if we put these various points together, it leads us to an incredibly practical conclusion. If we find ourselves with an unhappy mind, feeling ill at ease, that is evidence of delusion. And delusion is evidence of seeing things in a mistaken way. So we can immediately recognize it isn't how I think it is. The situation isn't how I think it is. I'm not seeing things as they really are. So we don't need to fight an internal battle where we think things are the way we're seeing them, but we're trying not to have a deluded reaction to them. We can realize it isn't how I think it is. It isn't how I think it is. There's an expression some people use, which is feelings are not facts. So although we might find ourselves in a situation where we have uncomfortable feelings, those uncomfortable feelings are arising from delusion. And that tells us the situation I think I'm in is not actually real. It's not actually the situation I think I'm in. We may not yet be able to see through the illusion that our delusions have conjured, but there is a peace we can find in just knowing it isn't how I think it is. It isn't how I think it is.